let's do the thing.
That was a really good main event.
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
We're not going to talk about Raw this week.
Why not, Chris?
Okay, here's Raw. The opening is four old guys.
You're going to steal the joke I just made.
Four old guys you don't care about talk for 20 minutes, and then they replay the last 5 minutes four fucking times, still don't finish on time.
Hey, and Nikki Bella did every single thing she could possibly do to generate some heat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nikki Bella had her Matt Hardy moment.
Including wishing that Brie had been aborted.
Nikki Bella is the Matt Hardy of the Bella twins. Nikki Bella is so desperate to generate any kind of heat that she had to talk shit about Daniel Bryan. That's how desperate she is. And the crowd still wouldn't boo her.
Yeah, they still didn't care.
They were like, whatever. I knew we were in for a treat when that segment started with, Brie, you can keep the stupid music.
Yeah.
I was like, well, this is going to be great. Who do we have moderating this feud between two sisters? Someone sympathetic to their plight? Someone who understands what they're going? No, Jerry Lawler.
Yeah.
Jerry Lawler.
The world's most perpetual pervert, Jerry Lawler.
Brie, Nicole, why don't you both hug each other? Yeah, now sniff each other a little bit. Ooh, my heart feels tight.
You're sisters. It's not creepy. Don't worry.
It's okay.
Well, if they were just sisters, it'd be creepy, but they're twins, so it's hot. Despite looking nothing like each other anymore. Anyway, we weren't talking about Raw.
I had to air some grievances about that shit segment. As somebody pointed out, this is not Brie talking to Nikki. This is Brianna talking to Nicole. Somebody was like, well, it should be Brianna talking to Stephanie, since that's her real name, but whatever.
Headphones. Okay.
And they'll still be besties on Total Divas.
Well, yeah, because it's fake, guy. Come on.
Total Divas is in this weird kind of limbo where, like, they're still kayfabe, but then, like, they'll just completely ignore kayfabe for 20 minutes, and then they'll be like, but in storyline.
Yeah.
Make up your fucking minds.
Well, that's kind of the place WWE has been in for the last 25 years, where it's like, it's fake, and we're going to tell you that it's fake. We're going to beat you over the fucking head with the fact that it's fake, but we still kind of want you to take it seriously like it's real and believe in it like they did in the 70s and 80s. So could you kind of ignore the fact that we're telling you at every possible turn that it's fake?
That's enough wrestling. We've done like a month worth of wrestling shows.
Yeah, but
it's the downtime for entertainment season.
But nothing's
happening. If you want wrestling, send a tweet to @RawReactor with the hashtag RawReactorReborn. We'll bring that podcast back. I'm sure Caesar's somewhere with a dog. Caesar, strap some headphones on your dog. If not, we'll just call Tarv at the hotel.
Yeah, because we need another show where Caesar doesn't talk.
Trying to imagine that show with Tarv. Guys, I'm just so excited to be on here. Yeah, Tarv, what happened on Raw? Well, I don't know. I was at the hotel. God damn it, Tarv.
I had to work. I didn't see it.
You and your fucking job. Love you, Tarv. Don't stop listening. You're probably the only one that does at this point.
Don't you get download numbers? Can't you see how many people are listening?
Or
is your self-esteem so low that you're like, oh, that number is wrong?
I really don't know whether or not that number is right or wrong, because it's not a system I've ever used before, and I don't get any feedback. By all accounts, in August, we've had the highest number of downloads ever.
Which is?
To date, in August, according to this, 52.
Wow, really?
Yeah! 35 of those were unique.
Well, still.
I'm okay with that.
35 people, that's...
Overall totals since the beginning.
That's about 32 people more than I gave it credit for.
I was like, let's see, me, him, Tarv, Ben probably clicks play and then changes his mind. Overall, this says we've had 603 unique downloads since the show started. I think that would be since Roomful of Nerd Stuff started. I don't think that includes art. But I don't know if this system is accurate or not. It's a Blueberry podcast. It's what we used back in the day for the Stinkcast. But they didn't have any kind of stats set up. So I don't know, and I can't find anyone who's like, yeah, it's fucking reliable, or yeah, it's fucking shit. Thanks, Internet.
Thanks, consumer reviews.
Thanks, Google.
I guess there isn't really much consumer reviews for free plugins for podcasts.
Well, there's a ton of them, just not for this one that I can find. I'm probably searching for the wrong term. I don't know. Anyways, Mike, how have you been?
I've been just fucking dandy.
Typical week and boom full of nerd stuff. The Michael Bay joints.
Oh, Schmeichel Schmay.
It rhymes with Schmeichel Schmay. I enjoyed that joke. I enjoyed hashtag boom full of nerd stuff. Just like, I imagine a poster and it's like Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox standing in front of like an exploding wall of action figures.
In that scenario, which one of us is Shia LaBeouf and which one is Megan Fox? I really don't want to be either of them.
Ironically, neither of us. Because our roles are downgraded because it's inspired by the original.
Oh, okay.
Tarv is Shia LaBeouf and Matt is Megan Fox.
So it's them running around and talking for 2 hours, and then we show up at the very end and be like, hi.
We only have cameo roles. We play radio DJs. In Flashlight Cow and the Meat Potato.
In the radio station that gets blown up.
Yeah. Well, Meat Potato, it looks like what we got here is a... And Megan Matt Fox is like, wow, I guess that meat potato got baked.
See you next week, everybody. Podcast over.
Hey, we did something cool last week, Mike.
Hey! Changing the
subject. Hey! Jesus Christ, talking about anything else, literally anything but that. We did something cool last week, Mike.
What did we do last week?
Well, first we finally made good on a promise to record us playing the 89 Ninja Turtles arcade game.
You'll get there eventually.
That sentence took a few turns.
We did find that fail. Good.
In 6 months, when I put together the best of Room Full of Nerd Stuff, that's going to be the opening clip. That's going to be the only clip on the best of Room Full of Nerd Stuff. Let's be honest. People will be like,
special episode of Ball.
People will be like, Chris, you couldn't find any other clips? And I'll be like, would you go back and listen to that shit? You go listen to that goddamn podcast.
Yeah, we're recording it. We're not going to listen to it. Apparently, there's like 35 people out there that do like listening to it, though. So thanks, guys.
Well, I'll believe it. Jesus. I'll believe it when I get some tweets and some hashtags. Raw Reactor Reborn at the Homeworld. Never gonna happen.
What's all that Bolivian kid or whatever that was really a big fan of Raw Reactor and he doesn't have Twitter yet?
Oh, man. Raw Reactor, the number one podcast among high school students in the Dominican Republic.
That was it.
Number one wrestling podcast, rather. No, we finally made good on our promise to record us playing the Ninja Turtles arcade game from 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Something that fell apart because my Hopage fucking exploded, which I mentioned. I got it back. They didn't send me an email or anything. It just showed up one day. Like a dog that your grandfather kicked out of the quarry.
Kicked out of the quarry?
That actually happened. My grandfather, they had a dog. He didn't want the dog. This was when my mom was a kid. So he, like, drove several miles out in the middle of fucking nowhere, kicks this dog out of the car, stops to get a haircut on the way home. The dog beat him to the house. So anyways, you can go to youtube.com.
That's kind of a horrible story.
I know.
It doesn't
paint
your grandfather in a very good light.
My other grandfather always swore that the...
my other grandfather just shot the fucking dog.
My other grandfather always said the cost of the vet bill for the dog should never be more than the cost of the bullet it would take to put the dog out of its misery.
Good guy.
Yep.
Did he follow that same logic when he fell ill?
He couldn't talk when he fell ill. I'm sure he would have, though. Well, we did sign the DNR and took him off life support, and the stubborn bastard pulled through and lived for another 4 months.
Like, we tried our damnedest to kill him, but the little bastard kept hanging in there.
I called work, and I was like, I can't come in this week, and I'm at the hospital with my grandfather. We just signed the DNR and all that. He's not going to make it through the night, they're saying. And fucking 4 months later, he's still... One of those things you could joke about in hindsight. At the time, it was like, Jesus Christ.
I was like, my grandmother. We took her in, and it was looking really bad, and the doctor was on his way down to tell the family she ain't going to make it through the night, and just as he was walking into the waiting room, a nurse flagged him down. You know that lady you just pronounced dead? He's like, yeah, she wants a glass of water.
continuing these depressing dead grandparent stories, my great-grandmother got cancer and was in the hospital. And it was at that point where it's like they're not giving her, they're just giving her fluids to keep her veins from collapsing. They're not giving her food. They've got her jacked up on morphine for the pain, and they're basically just trying to make her comfortable and let nature take its course, right? Mm-hmm. 3 to 4 is about the counter on the morphine they get before most people usually finally succumb and eventually pass away very quickly, right?
Right.
When she got up to 17, they gave her something to stop the shaking because she was still fighting it off.
Wow.
And after that, she lived for another 24 hours.
Jesus.
We're tough bastards, my family, man. I got a friend of mine who works in nursing, and I told her that. She was like, what's the morphine on? I was like, 17. She's bullshit.
That's enough morphine to kill an elephant. How would she?
So we played the Ninja Turtles arcade game.
Our grandparents are all dead. Also, Ninja Turtles.
I can't even remember how we got on that topic.
Anyway.
So you can go to youtube.com/homeworldvideo and watch Mike and I play Ninja Turtles and be really bad at it.
Yeah, that game that we were just going to like walk through in a half hour.
I thought you had unlimited continues. Evidently, that's only in single player mode, not online multiplayer.
Yeah. Ooh,
got our asses kicked.
Really, really bad, too.
Are we going to finish that at some point? Do you want to finish that at some point?
I think we have to.
You think we're obligated?
Yeah.
Well, you have a much larger sense of duty than I do.
You said duty.
Poop. I'm not opposed to finishing it. It's not going to be anything I think it'll just going to be when it happens, it happens.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to make like an actual series out of it, but...
No. Well, I mean, because I know you're still doing... Ghostbusters. Have you finished Ghostbusters, or you still got some to report?
I have not. One was supposed to go up today, but I still haven't beaten those goddamn stone angels, so...
Oh, man.
I have a video that is an hour long of me just dying at that stage, and yeah, I had gotten to that point a month and a half ago, and I recorded up to that point, filmed the hour of just me getting murdered, and I haven't been able to bring myself back to the game yet, so I will finish it, but I gotta get myself back into a state of mind where I'm like, okay, I can deal with these things now. I'm still mad at the goddamn game.
I hated those fucking things. I do have like a 20-minute sequence in Lego Marvel maybe it's only like 10 minutes. I gotta speed it up, though, because I was running around trying to find the next thing to do, and it turns out it's like off in the corner, and it's the same shade as it's like there's things you can only affect when you have magnetic powers that are shiny light purple. And then there's things you can affect with Iron Man's missiles that are shiny silver-ish. You see what the problem is here?
So you're going around looking for this one thing and not being able to find it.
I'm looking for this one thing, and all I see are these boxes, and I'm like, well, I can't do shit with those boxes. They're the wrong color.
Yeah. There's a couple parts of Ghostbusters that turned into that, like when it's just like a big maze of stuff, and
yeah,
there's one doorway that you have to go down, but it doesn't give you any indication that that is the doorway.
That's gonna be one I'm gonna have to do eventually. I haven't played that game since it came out. I beat it like 2 or 3 times when it came out, and I played the shit out of multiplayer, and it's been just gathering dust ever since.
Yeah.
Good fucking game, though.
I should do one of the Wii version, because it's not drastically different, but they did do a different game for it. And
yeah, the Wii and the PS2 versions were scaled down graphically.
But they also have, the Wii version at least, has more of a puzzle element to it.
Yeah.
So, and I played a little bit of that, but I got them at the same time and was like, I kind of like the Xbox one better.
I like the one that looks like the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one that looks like some kind of weird claymation game.
So, maybe I'll go back and finish that one since I never did.
Yeah, so Mike's got that to work on. I finished Lego Marvel today. Those are going to start going up. I'm working on edit. Well, not right now, but I'm working on getting them edited. The first of the rest of the series should go up Tuesday. And I don't know what I'm playing next. I'm kind of looking around trying to figure that out. Mike, any suggestions?
Yes. No. I don't know.
No, that's...
I don't know what games you have or what games are even interesting. I'm so removed from the gaming industry that I don't even know what would make an interesting Let's Play.
I'm mainly trying to do things that I don't see everybody else doing. That's my goal. At some point, Mike and I are going to get on the same page and do the first Gears of War co-op through that. I don't know when that'll be. That's probably going to be something me and you just have like a weekend that we just power through it, though.
Yeah. Although, when we were talking the other night about which console we want to get between Xbox One and PS4. And I was like, there's nothing coming out for the Xbox One that even makes me remotely interested in getting it. And then I looked at the list of games and I saw that there's another Gears of War coming out for it. I was like, ah, damn it. I don't want to get an Xbox One, but I'm invested in Gears of War.
Well, I mean, this is the way I look at it. You can be as invested in it as you want. In 2 years and that console's down to $200, that game will also be down to about 20.
Yeah, I could probably find it in some sort of bundle pack later.
Yeah.
But I won't play it when it's still new and cool and has that new game smell.
There's nothing about you that is new or cool or has a new smell. You're just pure Mike.
I'm sad now.
That was a compliment.
There's nothing about you that's new or cool, just smells like you. But that's a good thing.
So the other thing we did that we are going to continue is a series of some sort.
It's a compliment, you piece of shit.
We played Mortal Kombat 9.
Yes, we did.
And I hope to God you watched that, because those were, I think those were some more memorable moments than the podcast in the year and a half we've been doing it.
And there's gonna be more.
There's gonna be more. We're gonna work up some kind of a tournament system to score the games when we play them. We haven't hashed out the details of that yet. We just want to play more Mortal Kombat.
I just pitched the point system to you, which
I
won't get into it more until like we hammer out the final details and I'll put that in one of the videos, not talk about it here.
Yeah, because nobody listens to this.
But, yeah.
Send a tweet to the homeworld, hashtag Raw Reactor Reborn, please. Let us know you listen. Especially, even you, Tarf.
Yeah, we're trying to come up with some way to make it more interesting than just us beating each other up. And
Jesse, because I see you listen to, like, one. So, Jesse.
He heard it that time.
That one time. I mean, that's what we're doing on our YouTube channels. I'm kind of working on making my videos look a little better. I taught myself how to make end slates last night, so.
What is that?
It's like the last 20 seconds or so of the video, where it's like, click here to go see other videos.
Oh, right. That's easy.
Yeah. As somebody who has never really dicked around with video editing before.
God, learn to do stuff, Christopher.
You are made of poop.
Aw.
All the poop.
Aw.
You are a poop-mobile, sir.
I don't even have wheels.
You are a busted down poop-mobile.
Broken poop-mobile.
On concrete blocks in the front yard of a ghetto house.
I feel there's a Ferguson joke in there somewhere, but...
I don't want to even talk about that or any... Mortal Kombat was fun, though.
Yeah.
Watch that video. God, I really want to play Mortal Kombat 10 now. I did sit down the other day and replay the arcade, or the story mode.
You practiced.
Well, it was sort of like, I'm clearly rusty and need to practice a little bit, but I also really enjoy the story mode and haven't replayed it since I bought the game.
I'm going into this fight cold, in that I haven't played it since we did the last recording.
It's been a couple days since I played the story mode, and I'm terrible no matter what, so you're fine.
No, you are... more warmed up than I am.
I'm just gonna like zigga-zigga Superman you across the arena.
Zigga-zigga Superman?
I like to think Raiden is a Spice Girls fan. That's what he's saying as he's doing that human torpedo. Liu Kang's like, Raiden, what is it? And Raiden's like, Liu Kang, if you want to be my lover. God. That's gonna be in your head now.
Now, yeah. God damn it.
Oh my god. Quick, Mike, favorite Mortal Kombat game, go.
Favorite Mortal Kombat game?
Yeah, fuck it.
Special Forces.
Shut your whore mouth. I never even played that one, but I finally, a few years ago, saw the intro to it. Goddamn.
I actually own it.
Why?
Because I found it at a used bookstore for $1.
I would also make that purchase.
And yeah, I had to buy a bunch of shit there anyway, so I was like, okay, it's $1 extra.
It's definitely at that point where it's such a weird oddity that you almost have to buy it when you find it.
For $1, I don't feel ripped off.
No, for $1, you paid exactly what that game was worth. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should have paid you $1 to play that game.
Yeah, it's probably more worth that, but no, it is a glorious clusterfuck of a game.
Oh, that's your next Let's Play, sir.
Oh, God. no, thank you.
No?
I'll pass on that.
That would be a great LP. I don't think anybody's doing that.
There's a reason.
Missed out on a market here, sir. I would do it, but I do not own it.
Favorite Mortal Kombat game? I mean, they're all pretty standard fighters. I guess the one that I spent the most time on would be Mortal Kombat Trilogy.
Mm.
Or Armageddon, because
yeah.
I played the shit out of the online mode of Armageddon.
There is somewhere floating around a podcast where, well, we talked about that last week, I think, me and you playing Armageddon.
Yeah. the podcast is just, damn it! Oh, come on! Bastard.
I think Matt's on there for some of that, and like every once in a while, one of us tries to start a conversation, and we're just like, yeah, I know what God damn it!
So did you read on the site that the, don't damn it! Oh, you bastard.
Yeah, still got that somewhere.
Delete it. Set it on fire.
Memories. Memories. Memories, sir. Remember that was also the night we broke out Deception and played chess combat. So I remember Matt was so excited. He was like, oh my god, somebody else will play this with me.
God, that game, chess combat and the what, like...
Armageddon had the racers.
Deception.
Deception had the puzzle game. Puzzle combat.
Didn't Deception have the racers?
No, Armageddon was the racers.
What was it called?
Combat cart?
Combat cart? I'm looking it up.
That's what we all frantically...
Combat Armageddon. Cart. Motor combat.
Motor combat.
Yeah, it was a minigame in Armageddon. I thought that was Deception.
No, Deception was a conquest mode, chess combat, and puzzle combat.
I remember the chess combat. I don't remember what puzzle combat was.
It was Super Puzzle Fighter with Tetris.
Oh, that's right.
You had Tetris, then you had the deformed characters.
Right, and they would like hurl things at each other when you got like several lines cleared or something.
Yeah, which neither of those minigames were terrible. I really liked Deception. I feel like 2 is the one I spent the most time with. So it was the first one I owned, and then I didn't own like another console aside from a Genesis for years. So I spent a shitload of time with 2 and Deception, though.
See, during the first 3 games, my parents wouldn't let me have Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah, my parents wouldn't let me have the first one, and I somehow managed to Shanghai them and let me get 2. Of course, how old was I? This was like right... It had already been out for several years at this point.
Right.
So it was an older title by now. I mean, 3 was out when I got 2. Which I guess they were only a couple of years apart anyways, but you get my drift.
Right.
So I was a little older than most people were when they were asking for Mortal Kombat 2. but I mean, after that, I didn't get a PS1 until 2000, so.
Yeah, I had an N64, and I bought Mortal Kombat Trilogy by myself.
Oh, man.
Because that was before anybody really gave a shit about the rating system. And the stores would still sell kids M-rated games.
Stores were like, you know, this is death. Fuck it, who cares?
Yeah. What was that other game? There was one... God. You're like a terrorist organization. What was that game called? Oh my god. There's like 6 characters, and you just... It was made by Rockstar. You just run around these little maps and just blow the shit out of stuff.
On N64?
No, this was on PS2.
Mercenaries?
No. God, what was that called? I have to look it up.
Talk
while I look this up.
Oh, State of Emergency.
That was it. That was another game that I was only...
Wow, that's an old... That's a game you don't hear mentioned anymore.
But I remember, like, I wasn't 18 yet.
Right.
And it had a big sticker on the front that says, check ID 18 and over. And again, the stores did not give a shit, and I had enough money to get it, so I was like, I'm going to try to get it. And the guy sold it to me, and I loved that game.
I always heard very good things about that game, but again, I got my PS1 in 2000, I got my PS2 in 2004. I was very behind on those console generations. I mean, hell, even now I got my PS3 and my 360. I got my 360 fairly early, I guess, but it's still been out for a couple of years when I got it.
No, it doesn't have a whole lot of replay value. I mean, once you play one level, you pretty much played them all, but it is just like when you're bored and just want to destroy things.
Mm-hmm.
Then you load this up, punch in a code where you start off the game with a rocket launcher and just run around a mall and blow shit up.
There's not many of those early PS2 games that have a lot of replay value, really.
No. I played a lot of Twisted Metal Black.
First PS2 game I got was Final Fantasy X, so.
So, you know.
You know.
I got a game with like a deep story and lots of stuff going
on. Yeah. Never finished it.
I got
right to the end, never finished it.
My first game was the cars that shoot each other and blow each other up.
Which
was the only reason I got a PS2, was because I was a big fan of Twisted Metal and wanted to keep playing it.
I don't know if you're the same way about this as I am. If I am, like, frustrated with a game because I can't get past a part, or if I am bored with a game, or if something more interesting comes along, when that game goes on my shelf, there is a, like, 85% chance it's not coming off that shelf. Ever.
Yeah, I have that too. I mean, there's sometimes when I'll look at the shelf and be like, I have not played that game in a while, and I'll play it for a couple hours, but then it goes right back on the shelf.
I found a copy of Bayonetta for $20, and I bought it, and I said to myself, this is going to be awesome. I popped it in, made sure the disc worked, and then something else came along, and I never played beyond the first 20 minutes of the game.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened to me with the first Dead Space.
Lollipop Chainsaw, same thing.
Lollipop Chainsaw for me was that I got to just a really unbearably boring part of the game. And
did you ever finish that LP?
Mm-mm.
Oh my god!
I got to the farm level.
I only played like the first hour or so of it. It seems like a really interesting game, but it wasn't interesting enough that I was like, I need to drop everything in my life and play this game.
It got a lot of shit for being for having like a screwy control
cheesecake
style, and
oh, that,
not even
yeah.
that it was cheesecake. I think when a game's called Lollipop Chainsaw and has that as the main character, you really can't hit it too hard for being cheesecake.
You know what you signed up for.
Yeah, but yeah, some of the later levels, it feels like they just kind of plopped this level into the middle because they wanted to give it more gameplay.
Right.
And it doesn't feel wholly thought through, and it just becomes kind of bizarre after a while. More bizarre than a girl running around with a chainsaw killing zombies. Like, there's
a point where
there's, like, the LSD-induced giant chicken hallucinations that you have to fight.
Oh, my God. Yep.
So, video games.
What were we talking about? Yeah, video games.
We started talking about Mortal Kombat and which one was my favorite Mortal Kombat game, and then we got into everything else.
Done all that shit.
What's your favorite Mortal Kombat game?
Like I said, probably 2 or Deception. It's a toss-up.
But Deception was garbage.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Deception was the game that got me back into that franchise.
Deception was the game that gave us Shujinko.
Well, okay, the character choices were shit. I will acknowledge a lot of those characters are very forgettable. I played the shit out of that Conquest mode, though. That was cool. Slightly better than the one in Armageddon. Definitely better than the one in Deadly Alliance.
Well, yeah, Deadly Alliance just had the, like,
extended tutorial.
Yeah. But no, as far as the character selection stuff, Deadly Alliance was far better than Deception.
I mean, like, there were some...
Far better.
There were some interesting new characters in Deception. Unfortunately, there was also Shujinko and Hotaru.
And, Ken and Akira.
Ken, Baby Kano, Lady Raiden.
Lady Raiden. I forgot about her.
I always thought Havoc was pretty cool, though.
Havoc, from what I understand, was originally meant to be Noob Saibot.
No, Ermac. It was an Ermac skin.
Was he?
And then they, yeah. Because this was right around the time they were redesigning Ermac to not be the, like, 25th ninja in the goddamn franchise. And they opted instead for that, like, wrapped bandage look he has.
Yeah.
But they repurposed the design to be Havoc. Which tells you a lot about how much thought went into some of those characters.
It says right here, originally Havoc was supposed to be an alternate costume for Noob Saibot.
Was it? I thought it was Ermac.
I know more than you.
God, that's a shitty design for Noob Saibot.
Well, I can sort of understand it. He's supposed to be dead.
That's a shitty design for Noob Saibot.
There was also a lot of bad designs in Deception.
not Jax.
Sub Shredder.
I still like that design. I'm sorry. Suck it. I like that design.
It's a bad design.
It's, I like it.
We've been having this fight for, God. When was Deception?
When did the game come out?
Oh my God.
Before I even knew you, I was like, you know, in Portland, there's some asshole who hates this design.
You want to know when the game came out? It's gonna make you feel old.
That's right, because I rented Deception for my PS2 right after I bought it, and it was new at the time.
Yeah, October 4th, 2004. That game is 10 years old this year.
Oh.
We've been having this fight for 10 years.
We haven't even known each other for 10 years. We've only been having it for about 6.
Oh, God.
We may have been having this argument for 6 years, but I've at least been right for all 6 of those years.
No, you have not, because it's a bad design, and you're wrong.
It's a great design. It's a great design. Oh, God. I was trying to find a character
list. Let us know what you think of the Sub-Zero Shredder design by using hashtag Chris is wrong and an idiot and smells bad.
Let us know you like the Sub-Zero design by using the hashtag Mike eats all the dicks.
Hashtag Chris. I almost typed Christ smells bad. That would have gotten some heat.
That would. Just make sure you stick the RFNS tag in that one, Mike, so we at least get the pop for it. Don't go for the cheap heat if you aren't going to cash in on it, man.
Sure thing, brother.
Cool beans.
No wrestler has ever said cool beans.
Feel like Mick Foley would have if given the opportunity. Yeah. Cool beans, Rocco!
When Noelle Foley gets in there, I'm sure she'll say it eventually.
I'm sure the only thing Noelle Foley is going to be saying is, would you please get this bearded gentleman in the front row of this Portland, Oregon audience away from me? She's got to throw in the name because, like her dad, she goes right for the cheap heat. Dairu, that's the other new character. Oh, Bo Raicho. Bo Raicho is another legendary Mortal Kombat character from around there.
He was introduced in Deadly Alliance.
He was, but he was still terrible. How about a guy that's really drunk? There were some awkward decisions made with the franchise around that time.
But he farts. That's funny.
Deadly Alliance did really well. Why don't we kill the entire cast? Although, I don't know. They did that with the last Mortal Kombat, and it worked out really well.
Well, we haven't seen exactly what they're doing with 10 yet, so it might have...
It's still a little jarring to play that story mode and reach the end to be like, wow, so everybody's dead. All the heroes are dead, at least.
You still got Johnny and Sonya and Raiden. They're still there. They still exist.
Cabal, Jax, Sub-Zero, and all his incarnations. I can't wait to see how they explain that shit.
Well, you see, Raiden sent a message back in time.
Oh,
and told Sub-Zero that they were going to turn everyone into robots and to run away, and so he did, and so he's alive for MKX. But every other part of MK9 happened except for the Sub-Zero bits, but everything else happened exactly the same. So don't worry about how it affects that story, because it doesn't. Don't worry about it.
Hey, remember when Mortal Kombat Armageddon got a Wii release?
Yes, I do, because I rented that and played it.
I didn't...
Jeb and I are just wiggling the damn controllers around, trying to get them to do anything.
I never played that version, but I saw an ad that, like, featured some of the motion controls in it.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, so I'm never playing that.
It was really a test in who was going to get carpal tunnel syndrome first from just whipping this thing around, trying to throw a fireball.
Test your wrist bones. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Hey, don't forget Mortal Kombat Armageddon also gave us Taven and Diagon.
Yeah, those are two characters no one knows.
Not anymore, at least.
Let's do name characters that are sure to not show up in MKX. Well,
Taven, Diagon. I mean, that's kind of easy to do, too. Jax, Katana, Cabal.
Well, besides the characters who were featured and killed in MK9.
But Raicho? You could pretty much list everyone who isn't Scorpion or Sub-Zero in Mortal Kombat Deception.
I don't know that Bo Raicho won't be in it.
God, I hope they've learned that lesson.
Because he did train Liu Kang and Kung Lao.
I'm totally okay with them mentioning Bo Raicho. He doesn't need to show up.
He's like Yoda. He is like the Mortal Kombat Yoda.
I thought the Mortal Kombat Yoda was Raiden. Are you saying Raiden is the Mortal Kombat Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
That would... No.
Yeah.
So by that logic... So then Liu Kang is Mortal Kombat Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Cage is Han Solo.
Right.
Who's Chewbacca?
Baraka.
Baraka? That makes no sense.
I know, because he's a bad guy.
Yeah. Mocap?
Blaze. Blaze is...
Some awkward moments when Han's like, punch it, Blaze! Oh, I'm on fire! Are we talking Deadly Alliance Blaze or Armageddon Blaze?
Doesn't matter.
Armageddon Blaze would not fit in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon. He's far too large.
I'm sure that he could fit in one of the under, like, cargo bay things.
Just shove him in the cargo
if
bay?
If he, like, laid down.
What's that smell? Oh no, we stuffed him in the cargo bay with all the oil-soaked rags from where we worked on the Falcon.
The whole underside of the ship is melting away.
We're fucked. Oh, man. Oh, create a fighter. That's never going to show up in the franchise again.
That's a shame. I understand why, but at the same time, I enjoyed the create a fighter.
I was so excited by it, but then it felt like it was kind of limited in ways.
See, my whole thing was, like, it was limited, and I could understand why it was limited, but I'm like, okay, this is their first attempt at doing it. The next time, it's going to be great. And then there was no next time. Probably because all the characters were just so OP.
I'm trying to remember some of the creative fighters we fought. Because I remember we spent a little while going back and forth with online and Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I fought that one person, their name was Anna Nicole, and their weapon style was the pill cutter. I mean, and then I made some Ninja Turtles, and the girl I was dating at the time was really into American Psycho, so we made a Patrick Bateman. That's kind of fun, actually. You just, like, fall silent.
I've never seen that movie.
What?
What?
That is a great movie.
I have more important things to do than watch anything else that fucking... idiot boys in Batman.
Everyone tweet Mike with the hashtag for fuck's sake, watch American Psycho.
I saw the Batman movies.
So many hashtags in this episode.
I saw all the Batman movies and Terminator Salvation. I don't owe Christian Bale any more of my time.
Oh God. So yeah, Mortal Kombat. We'll be playing that on the YouTube channel.
Yeah. So go,
subscribe.
Go watch that, because it'll be infinitely more interesting than this podcast has been.
I tell you what, here's something interesting that can kill the last few minutes. We've played this game in the past, Mike,
mm-hmm.
where I explained to you the current state of X-Men comics.
Oh, God.
And we tried to do this without your head exploding.
Oh, God. Let me take a drink.
Is it bourbon?
It's a sparkling water beverage.
So that's a no.
It's basically carbonated water with, like, fruit flavors in it.
Have you been keeping up with Uncanny Avengers?
Not at all. I don't read, like, Marvel superhero books anymore.
Have you seen what I've been tweeting about it today?
No.
Good. This is going to be great.
Oh.
So I'm going to...
Oh.
We're 23 issues into Uncanny Avengers. Adventures. A thimble. 23 issues in, the 23rd issue just came out last Wednesday, because this is 8 a.m. on a Friday, right?
Yep.
Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page.
So it's been going for a year, right?
No.
Have they been doing that thing where they do two a month or whatever?
Well, first off, hang on. What was the release date of the first one? It's an event spinning out of Avengers versus X-Men.
Right.
So it debuted October 2012.
Okay.
So it's been running for about 2 years now. So it's actually releasing pretty well. They did do like double months and then took some time off for a little while there, but it's been pretty reliably releasing. It is about the Avengers Unity Squad, the idea being it is a team of both Avengers and X-Men characters, so that in the wake of Avengers versus X-Men, they can kind of patch things up.
Let's not do that again.
Let's not try to kill each other. Remember, this was the event where Cyclops killed Professor Xavier, marking the third death of Professor Xavier.
Again.
He'll be fine.
It was the one that everyone made a big deal about, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, because the first time was the 60s, and nobody really cared, and then the second time, he was better, like, the next week. Magneto just put some glue on it.
Like, I can't believe they killed Professor X. You mean again?
I can't remember if I told you this or not. The last issue of not Uncanny X-Men. I can't. One of the X-Men books. I can't remember which one. There's like fucking 30. they were reading Xavier's will, and She-Hulk's the lawyer presenting it. She's like, "Okay, I have to ask this. He is really dead, right?" Yeah. And they're all like, "Well, we're mostly sure.
He's come back before,
you know." I mean, she's like, "I'm standing in a room with four people who have been classified as dead before," and they're like, "Yeah, we know."
It's good that Marvel's, like, even in continuity, is not even trying to make it seem like anyone stays dead anymore.
Even Marvel's like, "We know."
Yeah, it's like, "They'll come back. We know.
We get it." So anyways, you have the Avengers Unity Squad, which is comprised of Havoc, the team leader, chosen because he's Cyclops' brother, and it's meant to be like a show of goodwill or whatnot. Captain America, Thor, Wolverine, because Wolverine. Rogue, the Scarlet Witch.
It can't be X-Men or Avengers anymore without Wolverine being in it.
Rogue, the Scarlet Witch, Sunfire, and the Wasp. And Wonder Man is on there, too. So it's a pretty diverse team, actually.
I was looking up something for Wolverine on Wikipedia. I type in Wolverine, it gives me the animal. I, for a moment, forgot that it actually was a real animal. Anyway.
Yeah, so basically it starts off with the Red Skull having gotten the dead body of Professor Xavier and cut out his brain to graft it onto his body. The Red Skull, now in continuity, has Professor Xavier's powers.
Wait! Everything, like, if you would be able to restore the powers from it, wouldn't it just restore Professor X's personality and it would just be him living in Red Skull's body?
No, he didn't replace his brain. He grafted the brain onto his body. And now he just has psychic powers.
So, when Stephen Hawking dies, if I want to learn, like, everything about astrophysics, I just need to, like, stick his brain on my chest?
Mike, do you want me to blow your mind right now? That's not even the most batshit crazy thing this book has done in 2 years.
I'm sure it's not.
So they spend 6 issues soundly thrashing the Red Skull after he uses his newfound telekinesis power to make them fight each other. And then there's some shit that comes to light. Wolverine has over in did you read X-Force or Uncanny X-Force any?
No. I read the first 6 issues of X-Force. That was the one where Wolverine had his like tactical group, right?
Right, with the kid that was the son of Apocalypse or whatever.
Right.
So they all find out about him killing that kid. And that comes to light, and they give him shit, and they kick him out of the Avengers, even though Thor's all like, "No, we gotta stand by him, because we're Avengers," and blah, blah, blah. And so Wolverine goes through this really interesting character arc, where he is begging everyone not to kill people, to prove they can do it without killing. It's this really interesting Wolverine arc. So, of course, it's never mentioned outside of this book, ever.
In this book, he's talking about not killing people. Meanwhile, in Wolverine, he's cutting people to ribbons.
Wolverine, he's shooting people in the face. God damn it, Marvel. So they have these characters called the Apocalypse Twins show up. They are not the kids of Apocalypse. They are Kang the Conqueror's adopted kids, and they are trying to kill Kang. Bullshit happens, blah, blah, blah. The entire team is basically captured except for Havoc and Wasp, and the story flashes forward to about 30 years in the future, where Havoc and Wasp have a kid. Captain America is dead in this future, Rogue is dead, Scarlet Witch is dead, Wonder Man is dead. Basically, everybody except them, Wolverine and Sunfire, is dead.
Okay.
So Kang shows up after they're finally, like, 30 years of the future, able to resolve the issue with time travel.
Why'd they just decide to fucking dust Kang the Conqueror off?
Every few years, they dust him off.
Like, what villain haven't we used in a while?
Pretty much. So they go back in time, with the help of future versions of X-Men from a different continuity. They go back in time.
Now, didn't that, like, come out around the same time as the last movie?
It's complicated. and in the middle of this, Havoc and Wasp have a kid. Kang kidnaps the kid and keeps the kid outside of the time stream as a way of basically holding Havoc and the Wasp hostage. Mm-hmm. So, Havoc is horribly disfigured, has half his face burned off. Rogue no longer can control her powers, and Wonder Man is trapped inside her psyche after she took on the powers of every Avenger ever in order to help stop this celestial being that was coming to destroy the Earth. Havoc and Wasp's kid is nowhere to be seen. Sunfire is now made of living cosmic fire after trying to kill Kang. And that kind of brings us up. And if this sounds disjointed and confusing as shit, I'm trying to recall this as best I can. This book is a clusterfuck.
I'm kind of following along on Wikipedia as you're talking, and yeah, you're not really missing anything.
And Wikipedia doesn't mention the newest issue, where they reveal that they don't know how to get Wonder Man out of Rogue's head. And please note, the only characters who are permanently scarred or killed or changed at all in the Avengers X-Men Unity book are the X-Men. Captain America and Thor are fine. Wolverine shakes it off, makes some slight comment about how he keeps on surviving. That's because next month he's dying. Wonder Man's technically fine, I suppose. He's trapped inside a Rogue's head, but that's it. And then Scarlet Witch is fine. All the dead people got brought back to life, by the way, when they came back in time.
Of course.
They came back to before they died. And now you say to yourself, how could the new issue be any crazier than that?
Yes, Chris, what did they do in this new issue?
So first off, Kang's future self, Immortus, who is basically Kang in the future, was like, man, being evil is balls.
Immortus.
He's like, Havoc, he's like, Havoc, Wasp, I'm so sorry about your kid. I don't know what Kang did with her, but I will tell you the exact date and time you can conceive her if you would like your child back. Which just tells me,
don't worry, guys. If you have sex on this day, at this time...
Which just tells me that someday we're going to get an issue of Uncanny Avengers with Havoc and the Wasp frantically trying to stop a villain so they can get home and bone to reconceive their daughter.
You had to be inside me by 9 o'clock!
Oh, you're too late. Maybe if we just kind of go through the motions really quick. At this exact time. I kind of wonder about, is there like a window? Like, you have 20 minutes here? Or is it like this minute?
Nope, that minute.
Down to the second your seed must enter her.
It's the whole butterfly effect thing. Any tiny shift.
And it turns into Ashton Kutcher.
Yep.
And then the episode the issue ends with the Red Skull coming to the realization that the way to deal with the superheroes is a concentration camp.
Of course, because he's a Nazi.
So the issue ends with the Red Skull building a superhero concentration camp.
So the next big event is going to be, like...
The next big event is called Axis.
It's going to... Oh, God. No! No!
And it starts in, like, a month.
So it is going to be this superhero... Holocaust.
Superhero Holocaust. Yep. And it's going to have a bunch of heroes supposedly turning evil or some nonsense. And they're going to make Iron Man an asshole again, because that always goes over so well.
Well, they have to shake shit up right before the movie comes out so that they can restore status quo.
You would think that. God. The Marvel Comics superhero Nazi Holocaust. God damn.
Iron Man's a prick and a narc, and no one likes him. He's got a movie coming out. Don't worry, him and Cap are friends again. They're going to just shove all that stuff about him trying to kill Captain America right under the rug. They're actually buddies again.
What they're actually about to do with Iron Man, do you remember the Extremist storyline?
Yeah.
So the book's going to be retitled The Superior Iron Man.
His brain going to be taken over by Dr. Octopus?
No, the first issue does say he basically showers the entire city of Los Angeles with Extremis.
What? So it's not that he's an asshole, he's just gone completely fucking nuts.
Hey, Superior.
God.
Oh, it also features the inversion of the Hulk. Do you know what his name is?
The inversion of the Hulk?
Yeah, basically it's going to have, like, inverted versions of the characters.
So... So he's Hulk at normal and then becomes Bruce Banner when he gets really mad.
I guess. No, he's an evil Hulk with a mohawk and angry red lines all over his body. Guess what his name is? Guess.
I'm trying to, like, Kla.
It is Claw.
No!
Yes.
God damn it! I was joking! I was making a joke!
Marvel was not joking. There will also be miniseries featuring
Of course there
Carnage
will
and
be, because it's one of those fucking events where they have to release these goddamn miniseries, the good 12 of the fucking things.
the two of the miniseries will feature inverted good versions of Carnage and Hobgoblin.
Was it Niblog Ba?
I hope it's just Steve or Bob Goblin.
Jesus Christ. Just reverse all of their names.
Namnori?
Yes, Namnori.
Go ahead. I can hear you trying to invert Captain America. Go for it.
Akiram Nate Pack?
Oh my God. Tweet us your thoughts about Uncanny Avengers. Or don't. Tweet us your thoughts about Kla.
We need to stop talking and play Mortal Kombat because I feel the need to
love
beat the shit out of something right now.
that just moment of silence when I said, yes, it's Kla.
That's exactly what his name is. No, it is not!
It's like I can hear you like trying to find something to throw. Oh, fuck everything.
I didn't have so much expensive shit in this room right now.
Mom, I need a new Cintiq. Oh, and Apocalypse is coming back in the event too.
La
Tweet us the name of your favorite inverted Marvel character with the hashtag Claw. Seriously?
What the claw?
What the Claw? Hashtag What the Claw. That's the name of this week's podcast right there. I'm glad you tweet these hashtags during the show so that when I'm like, oh, what were we going to call this one? I can just scroll through your Twitter feed. Thanks for listening, everybody. Go to youtube.com/homeworldvideo. Check out Mike and Chris play Mortal Kombat and Mike and Chris play Ninja Turtles. I mean, I guess you go to whatever Mike's YouTube page is too, but why would you want to do that?
Because I have editing and professionalism on my page.
I edit. I'm professional.
It's youtube.com/ no dice Mike.
Blah, 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 blah.
No dice.
Oh,
Claw.
wait. Okay, yeah. We'll see you guys next week. Claw Hassams.